Dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning. Hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 11th of September, and here is partly sunny on 26 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today says sunshine and patchy clouds with a shower in spots this afternoon, and partly cloudy over the night. Temperatures between low 26 to high 36 with heat index on 41 degrees Celsius. Winds from southwest at 10 km per hour with occasional gusts on 19 km per hour. Moon is waning gibbous, visible on 92%. In next 2 days, we will focus on two different topics, a general meeting at Unity Pavilion in International Zone. Today at 4:30 p.m. we will hear reports and presentations on sludge problem in the community and try to formulate decision-making question. Tomorrow at the same time, 4:30 p.m, we will concentrate on decision-making process topic, revised mandate of the Funds and Assets Management Committee, FAMC, whereby tomorrow we will go over again revised mandate of FAMC with its main question: how is the revised FMC mandate different to the existing mandate? In the interest of gaining a better understanding of the functioning of the FMC, under the proposed revised FMC mandate, the Orville Council has invited all of the groups that would be represented under the revised mandate to present themselves to a general meeting and respond to questions relating to their role within the FMC under the revised mandate. This general meeting will follow decision-making process with either ratify or reject revised mandate next Friday, 19th, between 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Solar Kitchen, or we can vote also online. The question for that is, do you agree to ratify the revised FMC mandate as published in News and Notes on 9th August 2014? Members of Residents Assembly Service are always happy to answer our questions, and following numbers we can reach them: Inge on 887-0288-502, Jesse on 948-6623-749, and Selvam on 994-3911-149, or we can email them on rasservice@orville.org. And on Monday at 3 p.m., also at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, we are cordially invited to a general meeting of the International Zone Group. We should come to share in the development of International Zone of Oroville. Welcome to this meeting for an update of the work in the zone and plans for its future. The mission statement for the International Zone Coordination Team will be presented along with the progress reports. This zone has been neglected. Mother offered it as a key component in realizing the ideal of our charter. It needs our participation and full support. Orville Council addresses us with the following words. On August 27, there was an interactive meeting between Orville Council and the community where Kudan presented the conflict resolution policy in a draft form. We need knowledgeable resource person to finalize this conflict resolution policy before bringing it to the resident assembly for ratification. And we are kindly asked to write to the council at avccouncil.org in subject resource person for conflict resolution policy with a cc to kudam@orville.org. On Saturday at 5 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, troubadours will meet as every month, and they will meet for a reading of poems and sing songs of their own or the ones we like in different languages. On Sunday 14, between 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at Oroville Room, Kalakendra, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of India, International Zone, entries invited for Arts Chakra. Arts Chakra is an interactive space for everyone to express their artistic side in an informal and non-judgmental environment, whatever be your medium of artistic expression: photography, painting, short films, sculpting, singing, performing arts, storytelling, yummy recipe, etc. You can share it all with your fellow volunteers here at Art Chakra. One need not necessarily be a professional artist or an art student to participate in Art Chakra. Of course, it will also provide a great network opportunity for skill exchange and to initiate participatory art projects. The participants who wish to share their works must be registered beforehand through email. They have limited number of slots of 10 minutes each for each session of Art Chakra, but no registration required for being an audience. For more details, we can write to Guaro on medimedia@gmail.com, or we can SMS him to 9787897947. For Oroville Singing Festival, One Community, One Family, Community Culture, Color, CCC, is calling to parents and children over 10 years old to participate in a dance for our singing festival opening show. It would be a very beautiful experience for your children to open a stage. They will practice every Friday at 3:45 to 4:45 in Kripa with Alice, a professional modern jazz choreographer who will train the children. On Friday, 19 September, Future School, a high school of Oroville, warmly invites everyone to come see the school's work and enjoy lots of exciting activities while at the same time help raise some funds. Because this year Future School has reached its largest student body with 90 students, so a lot of work has to be done to prepare their beautiful school. This fundraising open house will include live performance by talents and students. But also, La Ferme Cheddar Cheese will be sold for 60% of its normal price and proceeds being for the fundraising event. You just need to sign the blue sheet at the event's tea stall or the school kitchen and get a sheet from the student at the stall and pick up the cheese at La Farm. On 21st of September at 5 p.m. we are invited to Pachamama ceremony, ceremony to the Mother Earth in the circle of Latin American countries in Oroville. They will do an offering to the Mother Earth, thanking for all that she gives us and finishing with a bonfire. That will happen at Latin American Circle opposite of the Canadian site near the International Guest House and the Tibetan Pavilion. We are requested to bring some food or drinks to offer to the Pachamama. On Saturday 20th, Oroville Weekend Farmers Market will go on at Youth Center, featuring live performances on stage, organic fruit and vegetables from Oroville's farms, homemade jams, pickles and cakes, handmade jewelry, Johnny's Delicious Tea, and much, much more. This is also a call for performers, because the Oroville Weekend Farmers Market invites all performers of all ages, singers, jugglers, lion tamers, whatever, to bring a short performance to the market stage for the wonderment and entertainment of all. They will have sound system, microphones, leads of four instruments, and MC to introduce your act. That will be next Saturday 20th at Youth Center from 10:30 a.m. onward. But for more information or to register your act, you can call Jesse on 948-6623-749. Since 2008, ACT is maintaining a community transport by running regular trips to Pondy throughout the week every week. Since day one, ACT's accounts are an example of transparency by being published twice a year on Oronet, and it has managed to run the service on personal and Oroville community users contributing funds and goodwill only. Therefore, from September 15, ACT endeavors to function with only one bus instead of two. This decision was reached for obvious economical reasons. The consequence of this change is that the service needs to be curtailed. This is reflected in their new timetable printed at the back of the news and notes or in the file attached to the Oronet announcement. But let us quickly review the new timetable, which is saying early trip unchanged, starts from transport service, only not on Tuesdays, at 7:45 a.m. and comebacks at 12. Morning trip scheduled once a week on Tuesday starts from Verity at 8:50 a.m. and comes back at noon. Monday is back to being an early afternoon, starts from Verity at 2:50 p.m. and comes back at 6 p.m. And Wednesday and Friday afternoon trip starts from Verity at 4:30 p.m. and come back at 8:50 p.m. In summary, two trips have been discontinued, Thursday and Saturday morning trips. The logic being that, there is a 7:45 a.m. departure from transport service every day except Tuesday, so they assume that this can somehow fulfill the need for the 9 a.m. trip on those days. They have maintained 9 a.m. trip on Tuesday when the 7:45 a.m. is not available. In addition to the ACT bus, is on duty Saturday and Sunday mornings for shuttling visitors from the visitor center to Matthew Mandir Viewing Gallery. These trips are a stable generator of income and stopping them would amount to closing ACT altogether, so they regret that the Saturday morning trip has to be discontinued. And we are also invited to spend 3 days on site with India's leading herpetologist Ron Whittaker, who is looking for reptiles and amphibians in the Karadi Malai camp. Karadi Malai camp is located about 6 kilometers from the town of Chengalpet and is on 12 acres of reforested area, rich in its diversity of reptiles, including species such as spectacle cobra, Russell's viper, bronze and back tree snake, striped keelback, and more. So over those 3 days you will explore the camp and joining Valam Reserve Forest and the agriculture fields nearby. You will also work with the members of the Irula tribe and get their assistance in snake tracking. Sumant Madhav will be leading the program, bringing years of experience in wildlife rescue and public education to the table. And this 3-day camp starts on Friday 19 at 8:30 a.m. from Chengalpet bus stand, and at that time you will be taken to the campsite by rented vehicles. And the group will be dropped back to Chengalpet on the afternoon 21st after lunch. There are limited spaces on this program and it will go on first come first serve basis, so you need to get in touch with Sumant on 9980872975. to register or for further details. At Visitor Center tonight at 8 p.m. they will screen drama biography Fifth Estate, made in 2013 by director Bill Condon, and tomorrow we can see fantasy adventure action Jack the Giant Slayer, made in 2013 by director Bryan Singer. And at Echo Film Club at Sedona Forest tomorrow at 7 p.m. they invite us to a BBC documentary Wild Brazil, episode 1-3, Dangerous World, made in 2014 and of course produced by BBC. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall we can see tonight at 8 p.m. Spanish animation Chico and Rita, made in Spain and UK in 2010 by director Tono Hernando. On Saturday they will screen an international science fiction, The Adjustment Bureau, made in USA in 2011 by director George Norfi. At the Children's Films on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. we can see animation Adventure Family, Little Nemo Adventure in Slumberland, which was made in Japan in 1989 by director Masami Hata. And later on at Cine Club within John Cassavetes Film Festival they will screen drama Opening Nights, made in USA in 1977.
A long time ago, million years BC, the best things in life were absolutely free, but no one appreciated, so it was planned that they would vanish now and then, and you must pay before you get them back again.
Don't forget to contribute to Oroville Radio.
There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
And the mother wrote, "The goal is not to lose oneself in the divine consciousness. The goal is to let the divine consciousness penetrate into matter and transform it." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on Oroville Radio. Dot origin.